Hello, I'm Bridget Cook and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2248, recorded on Thursday the 16th of November 2023. James McGarry joins me and together we will bring you local news stories, topical letters and a feature from Richard Matthew, which this month brings us part two of Norwich Road Names. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk, and a second feature on the forum in Norwich. At the end of this recording will be this month's edition of Just Talk.
Hello, I'm Tim Edwards, and I've been left in charge of this month's Just Talk. It'll follow straight after this week's Chatterbox and will include the usual mix of poetry, a real one this time, a startling tale from Galtina. Celebrity in the spotlight will be Miss Peggy Lee. As it's November, we have the history of Handel's Royal Fireworks Music. You won't believe the disaster that caused when first performed. Chris Skinner is out and about in the countryside, stepping in all sorts, no doubt. And Neil Haverson reports from Shady Pines. The peddler of Swaffham is investigated and there's a spooky ghost walk around the town of Diss with Basil Abbott, its museum manager. David Clayton adds to the mix and Bob has a head-scratching 1970s quiz. All this and more following this week's news from Chatterbox. Keep listening.
We'd like to welcome new listeners, Mrs. Joyce Smith of Drayton and Mrs. Joan Thomas of Norwich. We hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. Now, let's begin with our first batch of news stories. Homes are approved for a city site that has been unused for a decade. Punters flock to historic city pub to see a new sign, and a struggling NHS trust is criticised for its spending on spin doctors.
New flats and townhouses have been approved for a city centre site that has stood empty for more than a decade. Norwich City Council is set to build 9 new homes on land off Burr Street opposite John Lewis. The site used to be occupied by the Pot Company, but has stood empty since at least 2012. The council will be using its arm-length Norwich Regeneration Company, which has previously built homes in Beaufort, to construct the homes, which would then be sold on the open market. Plans will see the construction of 2 one-bedroom flats, 1 two-bedroom flat, alongside a pair of 2-bedroom and 3-bedroom townhouses. The development will be laid out in a trio of 3-storey buildings, with the derelict premises at number 10 Burr Street being demolished to make way for the project. An archway will also be constructed for vehicular access, and each of the townhouses will have a private back garden and garage, including electric vehicle charging points.
Cameras have been installed in the city's most controversial street ahead of its pedestrianisation being brought to an end. Exchange Street is to reopen to vehicles on November the 18th after Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Transport, Graham Plant, made a screeching U-turn last month. Other than certain time windows for delivery vehicles, the road has been pedestrianised since the pandemic, but now cafes and bars are losing their outside seating areas as vehicles return. Ahead of the reopening, traffic monitoring cameras have been installed to assess the amount of traffic before and after the reopening.
One of Norwich's oldest pubs has a new sign that nods to its colourful history and features 2 familiar faces. While most people know it as the Murderers, Timber Hill's most popular drinking spot is officially called the Gardener's Arms, and it has been a pub since at least 1841. It got its infamous nickname in 1895 when the landlady, Maria Wilby's daughter, Millie Miles, was murdered by her estranged husband and former soldier, Frank Miles. He was sentenced to death by hanging, but this was commuted to a prison term after 10,000 people in Norwich signed a petition. The new sign at the front of the pub, painted by local artist Darren Smith, nods to its two names, with the murderer's side depicting the bloody events of 1895. The Gardener's Arms side celebrates tradition with a twist, and a pub landlord, Phil Cutter, is depicted as Cain, the son of Adam and Eve. His wife, the landlady Sherry Cutter, is portrayed as Demeter, the Greek goddess of the harvest and agriculture. Mr. Cutter said, in 1977, the pub expanded and the landlords, Juro Potter and Ray Lintz, approached the council to change its name to the Murderers. However, this was refused as the council wanted to keep the traditional name. The pair had the idea to have a sign with the Gardener's Arms on one side and the Murderers on the other, and that tradition has continued over the years. The previous sign was blown down in May 2021 and removed due to damage. But 2.5 years later, there is finally a new one. Mr. Cutter added, "The reaction to the new sign has been amazing. When it was installed on Wednesday, we had at least 50 people stop outside to take pictures." The original 1977 sign has also been hung up inside the pub with a plaque next to it.
Police have upped their presence around a city park following an increase in drug-related activity in the area. Norfolk's Chief Constable, Paul Sanford, joined officers earlier this month as they patrolled neighbourhoods close to Jenny Lind Park in the city. The decision came after feedback from locals at the latest Norwich South Safer Neighbourhood Action Panel, SNAP, priority-setting meeting. A spokesman for Norfolk Constabulary said, "Antisocial behaviour in Suffolk Square and Jenny Lind Park was chosen as one of the SNAP priorities. The news comes as Norwich continues to face soaring cases of antisocial behaviour. Almost half of the cases took place in Norwich East, while the north of the city saw incidents rise by more than 42%. Speaking on the issues in NR2, Labour County Councillor for the Town Close Division, Emma Corlett, said, "The local community, community organisations and public services continue to work closely together on tackling issues in the area. Police involvement is one small but important part of this. The next Norwich South SNAP meeting is being held at St Mark's Church Hall in Hall Road at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December the 5th, with locals encouraged to attend."
The region's embattled Mental Health Trust is under fresh scrutiny after it emerged it has spent more than £800,000 on spin doctors. After being rated as inadequate in 2022, the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust agreed to a contract with public relations firm Hood and Wolf. Since the contract was signed, the consultancy has been paid at least £814,752.83 by the trust, with bosses claiming the organisation provided specialist capacity that it lacked at a time of great need. But the figure reported by the BBC has seen the trust blasted by MPs and unions who argue the money would have been far better spent improving services. The NSFT is not the first NHS trust locally to have used the organisation's services. In the financial year of 2022 to 2023, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn paid the firm just under £580,000 to assist in its campaign for a new hospital to be built. Alice Webster, chief executive of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, said, "This activity could not be fulfilled by the Limited Trust communication and engagement team at the time due to senior vacancies and sickness.
Patients undergoing spinal surgery are set to see quicker and more accurate operations following the purchase of futuristic kit at Norfolk's biggest hospital. The N&N Hospitals charity has spent £270,000 on a cutting-edge 3D C-arm for the spinal team at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The equipment is a mobile scanner which provides surgeons with 3D images of the spine while they are performing operations. The new system will be used on patients during treatment for trauma and tumours and when performing spinal surgery on children. It is expected to be on site by the end of the year. Tom Mardram, a consultant spinal surgeon at the hospital, said, "The 3D imaging and navigation system allows for safer and more accurate procedures, improving surgical outcomes. It also means reduced operating times with faster screw replacement during procedures, which in turn will increase productivity." Julie Cooper, head of grants at the N&N Hospitals charity, said, "Our mission is to support even better care for patients at NNUH, and investments in equipment such as this helps us to achieve this aim."